Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Sierra is looking for a second date update with Patrick. Hi, Sierra. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Let's start from the beginning. How did you meet Patrick, and how did that first date go?
Okay. So I met him on Match. He's the first date I've had since March.
Wow.
This craziness started.
Yeah.
I've been pretty nervous with everything going on with like the coronavirus and everything, and I haven't been in a hurry to go anywhere. Like, I've been in my house a lot.
Okay.
But, you know, being alone for that long has finally gotten to me. So I felt like I had to get out. You know, it's been pretty lonely. So I actually started talking to guys on Match, and I talked to this guy for a couple of weeks before we met up for drinks. And I hadn't got to the point where I was comfortable in a restaurant for a couple of hours. So we just did drinks on like a patio or something outside for an hour. And I honestly thought we got along great. And honestly, like, I feel like that was on both sides. Like, I feel really confident about that. And I think maybe because since we've been talking for so long, we already established a rapport before, you know, we met. We've been talking for so long.
Yeah.
And then when we met, it felt like we had known each other for so long. And I don't know, I felt really comfortable with him. And it sure seems like he was comfortable with me too. And he's such a nice guy. And honestly, I've been single for years and I've met so many people, and I just haven't met very many that I like as much as I liked him. And I really liked him, and I got every indication that he was into me too. And then at the end, he actually gave me a hug when we left, and that was the last I saw or heard from him. So I don't know. I just wanted to get your guys' advice.
You know, there's nothing better than when you meet someone for the first time and you feel like you've known them for a long time, and you guys talk for a couple of weeks. It's always a gamble when you do finally meet in person. What is that really going to feel like in real world circumstances? So I'm encouraged by the fact that it was effortless between you.
Yeah, I was too.
So you said the date ended in a hug. Did you reach out? Was there any communication whatsoever?
Yeah, I reached out to him and I said, hey, you know, it was great meeting up with you. I hope we can do this again soon. And it's just been crickets. And I don't know, it's kind of sad because, like I said, I really felt a connection with him. And I don't know.
You felt like he was feeling the same way?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm pretty good at reading people.
Yeah.
And he was giving me every indication that he was into me.
And you guys were there a long time, right?
Yeah, 2 hours, a little bit. Probably more, but
that's a long time to spend with someone if you're not feeling it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Plus the weeks of talking and then the 2 hours. That's just a lot of time.
Right.
And I feel like it's worse too because, you know, when you talk to someone all day, every day, and then it makes it even worse.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're like, what happened to you? I know you're on your phone because we used to talk every 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hate that for you.
It's quarantine times, you know, like, I don't know. I feel like there's nothing else that he's doing. I know that. So it's just really hurtful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to get to the bottom of this. Obviously, hopefully these are extenuating circumstances that are not related to you as far as he's concerned. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll call Patrick, see what he has to say, and what he sees for you two in the future as we continue. Second date update, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Hang on. Sierra has not been on a date in months, and she is ready to socialize because it's lonely when you don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she met Patrick on Match, and they talked for like 2 weeks before they went out and had drinks on a patio and really got to know each other. And she said it felt like she had known the guy for a while. It seemed like these two were really hitting off, and he just ghosted. So this is kind of where we are, guys. We're going to call Patrick, Sierra, unless there's anything else that we need to know before we make the call. You ready?
Yeah.
Deep breath.
Hello.
Hi, Patrick.
Hello. Who is this?
Patrick, it's Jeff and Jen, along with Fritch and Tim.
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Cincinnati's Hi. Q102. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Are we catching at a bad time, sir?
I'm good. I got a few minutes.
Okay.
This is probably one of those second date updates, I imagine.
That's pretty much all we do when we call out. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, anymore. I mean, even for grand prizes, we send Tim and Fritch out in a car and have them hand deliver it. So.
We've had too many people say, is this a second date update? No, ma'am, you're winning a grand prize. But in your case, it is definitely a second date update. Patrick, you down?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Oh,
let's talk about it. You've only been on one date?
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
Well, we appreciate that. She seems really nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we really like her.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's great. And I think it probably would have worked out maybe under, you know, in a different world, maybe, I think. But kind of the way that we are right now, I'll let you guys kind of know what happened. You know, like I said, she's really nice. You know, I'm really into being reasonable and considerate. I wear my mask. I keep my social distance. You know, I'm not out and about, you know, running all over the places. I don't have to go. I order my groceries on Amazon. And, you know, she was into this as well. But then we get to the bar, and she has this huge purse, you know, no lie. She pretty much pulled out, like, every single hand sanitization product I've ever seen on the market. She had the Clorox wipes. She wiped down all the chairs.
What's the problem here? I'm totally on board with this.
No, what's your issue?
That's what I do every single day when I come to the studio.
Trust me, there's more. So okay. She wipes everything down. Then she gets out the hand wipe, and she hands me two. She didn't ask if I wanted them. And she wipes her own hands and arms off. And then our server comes over, and she gives him the wipes, tells him to disinfect himself, which he totally did. Thankfully, without resistance, it wasn't a big deal. And then after that, she got out some antibacterial spray, and she put that on her hand.
Wow.
Of course, I had to hold out my hands as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was medicated up. I mean, there was not a single virus on my body.
Do you still have skin after that?
Yeah, I was very clean. And I could tell, like, this was pretty much her regular routine. She did it without thought. It was very,
automatic.
You know, she's been doing this for a long time and, I've never seen anything like it. She had a lot of stuff. She showed me Lysol spray, wipes, lotions, gels, and the gloves. When she went to the restroom, she actually wore gloves to the restroom. You know, I'm not trying to make fun of or like her or be mean, but you know, it's just, I guess that's just her way of dealing with it. And that's great. Totally understand.
Felt like overkill.
This is not your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's like okay to an extent, but then it's just a little.
Enough's enough.
Yeah.
Isn't it just fascinating though? I mean, you just think about everybody in your world, at least in my world, I have people at both ends of the extreme.
Same.
I know people that have not left their house and are just so terrified to go anywhere. And then I have people that are hopping on planes and going
shaking
everywhere,
hands, high-fiving,
and hugging people. Yep. And
what about the people that are like, I want to have it. Give it to me. Huff on my face.
I have those people. I'm not afraid. I won't die from this.
Right.
You know, I know them too. And then everybody in between. I imagine it's difficult to find somebody that's on the exact same page as you, because it does feel like I think even within this room, the four of us are on
dramatically
different pages from each other.
You know, my boyfriend he stresses a lot about it because he has a lot of asthma and allergies. And he asks me all the time, like, What are you doing at work to stay clean? Like, who's doing this and who's doing that?
Who have you been around?
Yeah. And I tell her, I'm like, Jeff and I every day are like conscious, like we clean all the time. I think Tim, like everybody does their own level of cleaning, mm-hmm. but it just depends on like how often, or I don't know what the other people are doing, but.
Right.
Well, let's give Sierra a chance to respond. Sierra, do you got a UV light in that purse?
Well, I don't know what to say to that. I mean, honestly, like, we're in a pandemic, so I get it. Everyone's dealing with it differently, so I'm not going to yell or preach about what needs to be done to stay safe. But it's sad, because if he's not willing to take every precaution, then, like, that's fine.
I guess I should ask, like, were you this germ conscious before the pandemic?
No.
Oh, yeah. And good question.
I mean, like, I wash my hands frequently, but I'm not like Howard Hughes, like, scrubbing my hands for 2 hours. Like, I just think, you know, I feel a responsibility to make sure that everything is clean, because I don't want to be the person that passes it on to anybody else.
I like, see. In other words, you're saying you do this for other people, not so much yourself, or it's fair to say both.
Yeah. And I just feel like that's all of our jobs. And like, it's just sad that given the, you know, the pandemic and everything, like, this is the way. But, you know, it's also very telling. So if that's, like, how he's going to be, then okay. I mean, that's that.
You see differently.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that's the best we can ask for. Patrick, we appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
And Sierra, thank you for putting yourself out there and coming on Second Date Update.
Yeah, it's safe from my phone to call in. Germ-free.
Always. You can call us anytime, Sierra.
For sure. Good luck out there. Stay safe.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Take it easy. Well, I'm bummed that didn't work out.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I get it.
You'd date her. You'd let her oil you up, wouldn't you?
Hands, please. There you go.
All righty. If you need our help with the Second Date Update, all you have to do is send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.